Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are, Fridays here on LA Talk Radio. Welcome to Channel 1. We also have Channel 2, which has fabulous shows on as well, but I'd like you to stay right here on the couch with me right now, because I have a great guest, who I've had before, and I'm going to be talking about that in just a little bit. But today, as I welcome you to either call in, if you'd like, 323-203-0815, if you have any questions or comments, or you can email me, of course, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, about the subject we are talking about today. And I've really been more into this subject here on the couch than I used to be. Because there's a lot of scientific evidence, too, and I hate to go to science, but we are all about science. I mean, science and spirituality and getting in touch with our higher selves and our guides, that's all really connected, I believe, especially with what I've been really learning a lot lately. You know, there's so much we don't know about, but we actually do, but it's pretty covert for us here in the world. To the higher powers that be. You know, there is a quantum situation where we have no idea what that's about, but I mean, there is no time and space. There are just certain things that we don't understand and we don't see and understand with our 3D lives that we have, and rightly so. We came here to experience things and learn lessons, I believe. But today, we're talking to a wonderful lady who I actually had on my show about 3 years ago. Her name is Linda Deer. I don't know if you remember or not, but you've probably heard me interview a lot of different life coaches. And if you are a longtime listener of the show, you might remember Linda talking about her first book, Guided. It was chosen as the winner of the 2017 International Body, Mind, Spirit Book Award, and consistently ranks on several top 10 bestseller lists on Amazon. And since then, she has written four more books, which are about her experiences with who she calls benevolent life coaches, or as she calls it, her spirit guides. And Linda says these entities have helped guide her in her life. And she also teaches in, we're going to be talking about that in her original book, How to Get in Touch with and Understand the guide situation, what's going on, your life coaches. And in her latest book, which is called My Guided Journey, and it's Guided Journal Writing System, it's a book, it's a workbook where you can write things down. It's more like a psychology journaling experience to get in touch with some of the old understandings, realizations, feelings, fears that you had, much as we teach in cognitive behavioral psychology. But where you can unfold and reconnect with some of those old, maybe guides. They're not old. They've always been with you, says Linda. And also self-discovery and personal transformation. By the way, you have 19 MP3 audio support downloads with this book. And of course, free refill journal writing pages. So this is like a journal. It's amazing. And it's part two from her book, part one, which is Guided. So we're going to be talking about both books today, especially her latest, and how it can help you move on with your life, get in more touch with who you are, and really get a lot of understanding about why you are here, what you need to do, and again, get in touch maybe with your guides. And a lot of people get a little scared sometimes when I say spirit guides, because they go, oh, there goes Dr. Michelle. She's off and running again on some of her stuff that is not proven scientifically, or she's off on, well, somebody says they have guides, but, well, I don't know about that. I've never felt them. But as I said, they are really researching a lot of things that indicate that there are other energies around us, actually. You have no idea what's going on, folks. Anyway, let's welcome Linda right now. She's on the air live with us. Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hi, Michelle.
It's so nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
It has.
But I really enjoyed your latest book, which is the companion book to Guided. The it's a great workbook. And you know what I really enjoyed about it is, you know, it's much like the journaling assignments that we give people in psychology to get in touch with old things, old feelings, and eventually come to, you know, peace in their life right now. So let's talk about that. You've been well?
I've been doing great.
Good.
I've been busy, Michelle.
Yeah,
very
you have.
Busy.
What'd you do? Write 4 more books or something?
Yeah, 4 more.
That's
books.
That's great.
You know, I can only accredit that to the fan base that kept wanting more.
Mm.
After they read Guided, the common response was, I didn't want the book to end, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I didn't either.
It outpoured these other things that I was guided to write at those specific times over the last 4 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and all designed just to help people connect with this, you know, have this guidance working in their life all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And that's wonderful. I love the way you share these ideas, and your writing is really excellent as well. It's comfortable read, and it's, you know, it's something that a lot of people can really understand and identify with. And I say that because in your autobiography Guided, you know, it really shares a lot of your personal issues that you had growing up with extreme adversity in your life. And I call it trauma, honey. You were traumatized by a lot of things that happened to you.
It's so true.
I would love you to sort of, if you don't mind, unraveling some of that information for our listeners and maybe talking about your childhood and how difficult it was. So a lot of other people can say, wow, I felt that. I know what that feels like. And I was alone and I felt sad and all that. So maybe you could talk about your childhood and how you came to sort of come in contact with your life coaches, as you call them.
Right. And yeah. So it started out, my life, the first thing I remember was the merry-go-round dream.
Mm.
And in this merry-go-round dream, it started out where I loved the dream, but then the casualties in the dream, it began to override how the fun of it. Okay. Mm. And that was where people, the guides showed me in this dream. I mean, I'm talking about before I was 2 years old.
Wow.
I could remember this.
Good heavens.
And I had the same merry-go-round dream. It never changed for the first 35 years of my life.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I could do nothing to stop it. I had that dream at least 30,000 times before
My God. It
stopped when I was 35 years old. All right. But to go from the beginning, the merry-go-round dream showed me a world where people would be living fear-based lives.
Mm.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And that my mission, my purpose in being here,
mm-hmm.
and the reason they showed me this dream and were relentless about showing it to me until I took action on it, was that it was my job to help the ones who could be reached.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In other words, don't waste your time on people who can't be reached, because there's so many people who can.
Right.
You need to focus on helping them.
Right.
Turns out that's what I do now, right?
Mm.
So,
yes,
you
do.
But coming into this life, I was let's just say my life was front loaded with karmic lessons the moment I arrived.
Wow. So what,
you know,
yeah.
And,
what were some of
that's
those
what,
yeah,
that's
lessons?
That's how this book starts out.
Yeah.
My life starts out.
So yeah.
the merry-go-round dream that was started out to be an awesome thing turned out to be a horrendous thing because of the casualties, the people that I watched, you know, that didn't make it, basically didn't make it. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't reach them. Okay. And I had to get over that. I had to get okay with that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Tough.
And so, and then it moved into where at 20 months old, where my mom, and you know, here's my life front loaded, my little karmic boot camp, you know, childhood boot camp, you might want to call it.
Yeah.
My mom attempted to kill me.
My God, and, Linda.
Yeah. I know. It was terrible. I ran away from home because I knew she was going to attack me again.
So she had a disorder. She was diagnosed with.
No, she was never diagnosed.
Whoa.
No, she was one of those people that never got it right. Never was exposed to any getting it right.
Kind of,
you know?
Slipped under the radar and
she did. Mm-hmm. In the 1950s, right? Michelle?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so there were no child protective services. Of course, I know you knew that.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, we were on our own. It was a family matter. Take care of it, you know.
Right.
Type of world we lived in then.
Right. Family secrets.
And so family secrets, Michelle. Mm. I wrote a blog post about that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out that when my mom almost killed me and the police, I was running down the median of the expressway, barefoot in diapers, and my little baby shirt on, running to find my dad. And when the cops picked me up, they saw me running down the median of the expressway. They asked me where I was going. And I said, I'm going to find my daddy because there's something wrong with my mommy.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I mean, 20 months old.
Oh, my God, honey.
So they picked me up, put me in their squad car, and asked me to point out where I lived, and I wouldn't do it, you know?
Sure.
And they took me to the candy store, gave me the, you know, bribed me with candy, broke my will, you know, 20 months old.
Sure.
And took me back home. I pointed out how to get back. And that's when my mom, you know, when they were sure I was okay, my mom brought me in the house and beat me. I mean, I was surprised to wake up in this life. I didn't expect to wake back up in this life. I thought I was done here, you know?
Wow.
I wake back up and I'm so terrified. I'm at the worst part of my life, the lowest part. And out of nowhere, I take that last leap and I ask for someone to help me.
Right.
And when I did that, these guides that on the front of Guided, they came and they showed up all around me. And when I looked up at them, I was crying. I was on the floor, all fours on the floor in a puddle of water that I assume my mom probably threw on me to revive me.
Oh my God, honey.
And I looked up at these guides and I saw calm, tall beings all around me,
right,
looking at me and communicating with me telepathically. Okay. And it was so easy to interpret what they were telling me. And the big takeaway that day that carried me through that horrendous childhood of 16 years was this life is not all there is. They conveyed that in a way where I remembered myself.
Yes.
It was me who remembered what they were conveying to me. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that came through, Michelle.
Wow.
I had what I needed. I understood that nothing could hurt me.
That's wonderful.
Not really. Okay. So I had.
So they helped spiritually.
Yeah. It was a collective of this higher learning I received from these guides. Similar to that, don't take things personally. You know, the first thing they pointed me to learn was who I was.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they present me with things, and I explore them and experiment with them, and I move through it. And it was that got me through that childhood.
Wow.
It was also, Michelle, it was also that prepared me for the multiple successes I had throughout my adult life.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Now, you said you had a really good relationship with your dad. He was a cool guy and supportive to you.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Michelle, the last time I was on your show, I had an epiphany when I was on your show about my dad. Do you remember that?
I don't remember, but I remember you talking about him.
I remembered. This is what I remember.
Okay.
It was from your show that
Good.
Came to me.
Wonderful.
And what came through was my what I realized about my dad is my dad, in not saving me from my mother.
Yes.
It turned out that that was the best way he could protect me is by not stepping in, because had he done that, my mom really would have taken, and I really would have been a casualty of my mom.
Oh, honey. You know, some parents who are married, you know,
we're
our parents.
A ton of breakup on this phone.
I'm so sorry, honey.
I can't hear what she's saying, Ray.
Can you hear me okay?
Really
maybe we should call you on the other line, the 928-274. Okay. Would that be good? Or maybe walk around, because we do have a real good satellite connection here. And I can hear you well, but maybe I should call you back. Would you like that?
I can't hear anything.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Maybe, I don't know, what I can do is text you. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but maybe that's Dad or somebody interfering with us right now. Okay, I just got chills. Can you hear me okay now, Linda? Nope. I think what I'm going to do is try you on the other line. Can you hear me okay? No. We're not having a good connection. What I'm going to do is call you, but now I'm getting chills, okay? Something's going on here that's preventing us from chatting. So I'm going
to...
There you are.
Okay, she is. Okay.
Can you hear me well? All right. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to call... Hold on one sec. We're going to call Linda one more time. Let's try this. Hey, Linda. Can you call me?
Hey, Michelle.
There you are.
Our connection broke.
Not too good. Would you prefer that I call you back on the 274 line? Let's do it.
Go ahead and hang up.
Okay. We'll do that.
Hold on. Let me.
We're going to call you back on the 274 line. Hold on one sec.
All right. That'll be fine.
All right. Good. Hi, Ray. Ah, there's Ray in the background, a wonderful man who helps out, does public relations. And, all right, here we go. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can do. Okay. What I'm going to do is go back. I'm not going to do chatter here. I'm going to just work on having my engineer work with me so we can contact Linda. Now, I don't know. That's kind of scary. Because we were talking about people in the unseen who are helping us out. And for some reason, our phone cut out. Now, this is the best line that she said we can call each other on. Let's try this one. Let's see if this one works. There we go. Hello? One ringy-dingy. Well, that's not working. That's not working either. Okay, I'm going to shut off and see if they can contact me. Anyway, okay, let me review here as I hang up. Let me just hang up. All right. So what we're talking about, by the way, and I'm going to wait for Linda to call me back if she can hear me live on the line, is her latest book. Is called My Guided Journey, a guided journal writing system, which is more really like a workbook that we would present in cognitive behavioral therapy to people to kind of think about their fears growing up, some of the issues they experienced, how they felt, and sort of legitimize and actually bring forward a lot of those experiences that were kind of scary or crazy or whatever. So that's actually... what we're talking about is her workbook that helps people. And so it's Linda Deer. And this is the second book that is sort of the companion to her original book called Guided, which we first brought about 3 years ago here on the couch. Or are you there?
Yes, I'm
oh,
here.
Oh, yay! So I'm babbling on here and trying to get in touch with you, but we got you. We're good. So we've got you.
Oh, boy.
That's okay.
Okay.
So what we were doing was we were talking about, and I was just sort of running up to it again for folks who just tuned in. We were talking about, you know, the abusive experiences that you had growing up as a little girl from your mom. And I asked you about your dad, and you said you had sort of an enlightenment on the last show that we had together about 3 years ago about your dad. And he was rather passive. And the reason why he was, in a sense, and this, the reason why many parents are, who when we are with another parent who is abusive, is that they don't want to cause even more problems. It's not that they don't love us or that they don't care. It's just they're trying to manage the whole situation and they're trying to keep us safer. Is that what you were saying, Linda?
Yeah, they're trying to keep things cooled down.
Yeah.
So that would explain it perfectly.
Right. So your dad sort of took that position of, well, I'm not going to be as aggressive with her because she might be more aggressive with you.
No doubt about it.
Oh, my God. And that's very scary.
Nobody in this world, here's what it comes down to, yeah. Michelle. Nobody in this world could save me. Okay. It was my guides. They were there with me constantly. Mm. I could access my guides. They pointed me in the right direction at just the right time. Mm. When I needed help and access to them and I was really in a bad way, I would go to sleep.
Yes.
And they would come to me in my dreams and they would
my goodness.
Explain things to me. Mm. And I went out of body all the time. It was a normal. I could do it on command, go out of body when I was a kid.
Wow.
And I know. It's just amazing. It's amazing how I managed to keep not only my sanity, but learn on a higher level because of this constant influence I had from these beings, these spirit guides.
Whoever was
angels.
There.
Yes. All right.
So you were in pain. You were feeling horrible. You'd been horribly abused, especially this one time you tried to run away from home and you were pretty much your mother beat you up and you sort of started to come to and you did feel the presence and literally see. And there is a picture pretty much on your first book, Guided, and here on your Guided Journey book, the recent one. Of sort of what these, it's sort of translucent guides sort of look like. You got a photograph. You got a photo. Who did this photograph of these guides? Did you?
They appeared to me. Yeah, they appeared to me in 1994 at Christmas time. It was still film days, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you just take a picture with your phone and there you have it, you know?
Exactly.
But this was film days and... I had my Nikon camera in hand. I was at my daughter's house.
Mm.
You know, the kids were running around and everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I was taking pictures of the Christmas tree, the kids. And I turned around and in the room was my guide standing 7 feet tall.
Wow.
Lit up the whole room.
Whoa.
And I had my camera in hand
and
I took their photograph. Okay.
Wow.
And I looked at everybody else and I said, did you guys see that? And nobody, of course, saw that.
Right.
You know, it's just the way it is. And I got the film back a couple of weeks later. I got back from the trip and I got the film developed and there it was.
Mm-hmm.
And my guides came to me in a dream a couple of weeks after that. And they told me I was going to write a book about my relationship with them since I was a little girl.
Wow.
And that they appeared so the world could believe.
Mm.
And they're the feature on the front cover of this book.
Yeah, this is pretty phenomenal. This picture, I was looking at it and saying, well, how did she fake that? How could... I mean, everybody's going to do that. Who's not? You know what I'm saying? They're going to. But this is this is a mind blowing, translucent, free floating entity right here. Wow. Or entity.
And I wrote the book. I wrote the book 20 years after that happened.
Mm. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I'm really, amazed at that.
And it's the first time.
Yeah.
Here's another thing about it, Michelle. It's the first time I told my story.
Mm.
This book was published when I was 62 years old.
Wow.
In 2004. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time that I told my story. I mean, it was too much to talk about, you know?
Yes. Yes. Were you afraid of judgment, too, from others? Going, because,
2014 is what I meant to say, not 2004 is when I wrote the book.
Yeah.
But was I afraid of judgment?
Mm.
Oh, you know, it's interesting. I couldn't write the book and worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
It goes right back to my training. Mm-hmm. It goes right back to my training from the beginning of my life, where my guides taught me that, well, they don't teach you anything, but where my guides, from experiencing different things they put in front of me, that it's about not taking this life personally, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
Not letting what people think about you restrict you from living the life you came here to live, to do what you came here to do, right?
Mm. That's fabulous. So we do all have a purpose in a way. We have to sort of get in touch with that, or what that is
about.
We
have, every one of us have our geniuses.
Mm. Yeah.
Our geniuses. Mm-hmm. If we let go of these things that we allow to control us, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right?
I agree.
And when you have a connection to your guides, that doesn't influence them at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about that. They don't want you to live your life like that, because what happens is if a person that lives their life like that, worried about what everyone thinks about them, you know, it's trying to always fit in and not being true to themselves, they live a life of regrets.
Right.
And then when you leave this world, you leave it unfinished.
Mm. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I've always had an issue with karma. I mean, I believe in instant karma, because when I've seen people, when they do some really naughty things, you know, or hurt other people or whatever, the universe brings back to them exactly what they put out in this life. I don't know about, you know, and I do understand the religious ramifications in certain cultures of, you know, karma, but I don't know if I think it's fair that we can't remember our past lives per se and say, well, I came into a horrific environment and I'm going to have to figure this one out because of my last life. Is that what the karma thing is about? Because I was not best person, or
I asked my guides about that.
Yeah.
I asked my guides about that, and they said, well, that would defeat the purpose.
Mm.
If you could remember everything that you came in to resolve before you got here, that it would defeat the purpose. You know, it's like going to play the lottery and having all the numbers and winning every time.
Yeah.
You have no way to learn what you came here to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You've got no way to use your intuition, your inner abilities, your passion,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's through that you bump into these things, that you either resolve them or cause more karma, all right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you see, because it goes both ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, earlier in the show, I invited listeners to reach out and contact me through straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I just received a really cool, perfect timing. And I was going to ask you this, and I think I did last time, but this is from Angela, and she said, "Hey, Linda, great show. When I was a little girl, I used to have what I called my secret friends, and I never talked to them about anybody else except my other friends when I was young. But I used to play with them, and my parents told me that they were just my imaginary friends that I had around me to make me happy. Do you think that these might have been guides? What's the difference between our imaginary friends and our guides?" Thank you, Angela. Appreciate that. That's a good one. We all have imaginary friends, don't we? Sort of.
they're not imaginary, by the way.
Mm.
They are something that everybody else calls imaginary because they don't understand and remember when they came in, what they came in with, okay?
Yeah.
So they're not imaginary. They're only imaginary to the people around you,
mm-hmm,
but to you who is experiencing this communication, this connection.
Yeah,
it's how we reason before we have reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It's that connection we brought with us from where we came from,
mm-hmm,
and by the way, it's where we go to when we're released from this life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's
it's a spirit family that you came from.
Hmm. Do we, are we on the same frequency? And I'm going to science here. Are we on the same level of a frequency, or as Esther Hicks would say, a vibrational frequency? Is that why we connect with these particular people? Why do these entities come into our lives? What are they doing with us? Why?
They came with us.
Yeah.
Here's what it is. They didn't just come in.
Okay.
They came with us.
Hmm.
They were part of the package when we came here. In other words, we didn't come here and just get dropped off like at the bus stop to fend for yourself type
right,
of thing.
All right. Mm-hmm.
We came here fully equipped.
Hmm.
And intuition, our telepathy, our abilities to communicate with these guides was really sharp when we first got here.
Right? Yeah, right. And, when we're younger, yeah, especially. Yeah.
Yeah, very sharp. And so that connection was there. It wasn't something we had to learn. It's something we brought with us. Like, it was built-in equipment, you know?
Yeah.
It's just that this life, here's what happens, Michelle. People come into this world, and they get shocked out of their essence, is what
right.
I want to
sure.
call it.
Sure, sure.
And and it's one thing after another. It's like, you've got to get really good grades. You've got to do this, and you've got to. It's all this stuff that's really heavy, that's dropped on the new person, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't call them babies. They're new people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're shocked out of their essence. And that's when they forget, they really go into amnesia. Amnesia just consumes them, okay?
Yes.
So that's why I wrote My Guided Journey, to wake that back up, okay?
You sure did. And that's really wonderful. Real quick, because I do want to get into your new book, My Guided Journey. It's the journal writing system of self-discovery and personal transformation, which really, it's terrific. I really love the prompts that you give and the tools in here. We'll talk about also how folks can get a hold of your books and find out more about you. I wanted to ask you real quickly. A lot of people who I have interviewed who are involved in the community of exploring what's in the unseen, let's just say, not only on a spiritual but a psychological and scientific level, which to me are all one and the same many times. Are spirit guides pretty much the same as your higher self? What would you say?
Yeah.
What would you say is that?
That's a good comparison.
So
it is because what happens is when your guides come through, they actually come through a filter in order to reach you.
Hmm.
It's like the guard at the gate to make sure that this is okay, all right?
Uh-huh.
And your higher self is that guard.
Ah, okay. Very
it's
interesting.
It's like your soul.
Right.
Like your soul is standing there. Okay, go ahead.
Interesting stuff. So you were talking to me again about some you were sort of coming in contact with and getting in touch with a lot of these experiences in your dream state. And I do a lot of dream research. They're researching how in the REM or the gamma state now that we, because when we're not in beta or as you and I are now in conscious, when we're not unconscious, but when we're in a sleep stage, we are more open, non-judgmental, non-filtering. Has something to do with a brain wave. We are more open to experiencing some of these things because there's not the beta or the conscious blocking. So is this what you have found in your experience as well when we enter that REM and maybe the gamma state or whatever they call it, that
you know,
we're able to be more open to these experiences?
Oh, yeah. And you know, the clearest part of it is when you are lucid.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're in that lucid state, everything, you feel like it feels so real.
Right,
you know, right. Like you're physical, in your physical day life. I call it the day life versus the night life, the dream life or whatever. And when you're in that state, now you've got a two-way communication. You're awake. You're finally awake.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And in that state, Michelle, you can ask your guides anything and get the answers instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the truth. It's always the truth because you see where you came from when you're on the other side, where you go to when you're released from this world, when we're when we're outside of this world, mm-hmm. there's no such thing as lying.
Yeah.
There's no need for words because
right.
everything's in instant telepathic communication. And everybody knows what everyone else feels, thinks.
Yes.
And who they are.
Yes.
You can't lie over there, all right?
Right? Well, right. It's keeping it real, right?
In this lucid state, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. It's like little death. It's like being out of this world mm-hmm. for that moment, mm-hmm. you know, in that total clarity.
I love it. I love this. I love, you know, all of this information, especially altered states of consciousness and how we can get in touch with that which is in the unseen and get in touch with our higher self as well. In case you just tuned in, guys, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, and my special guest is Linda Deer. I had her on 3 years ago, and I've read about her, and I've been so, you know, fascinated with what you're doing, Linda. The first book we talked about was Guided, which is an amazing book about how to sort of get in touch with your spirit guides and your higher self and sort of unravel some of the confusion from our childhoods and really get in touch with some higher powers or whatever so that we can live better lives and learn our lessons and become guided, as you say. Now,
stop suffering.
Yes.
And stop suffering and stop struggling.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of our unresolved issues and relationships that we have, we're still sort of working out. And a lot of our confusion we have with, you know, just socialization and who we are and identity and all that, they get so clouded over by these three-dimensional experiences, I guess. And you've written four more books, by the way. Now, today we're talking about your latest, My Guided Journey, Guided Journal Writing System, which is part two of Guided. It's self-discovery and personal transformation. The book's great because it includes 19 MP3 audio support downloads as well as a free refill journal writing pages. This is a journaling book to really get in touch with your journey and who you are, and I love it, and I really appreciate that. So I just wanted to talk about something that always fascinates me, especially in psychology and also getting in touch with who we are. You really emphasize that people write about their fears that block us. And you were just sort of sharing that, how we just get sort of blocked. And you really encourage people to write about what happened, some of the first fears we experience. Why is this so important?
Okay, I'll tell you, first of all, how I learned this is surviving that childhood. It required that I felt this so strongly. I started journaling when I was like 7 years old.
Mm,
wow. So I could make sense of what was going on in my life. And now these were really covert writings. No one ever saw these. And I would write out what happened, what I know happened. So mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't losing it. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought like that as a 7 year old, Michelle. Okay.
Wow.
Because I had eyes in the back of my head. I had to watch where my mom was coming at me next.
Oh, my God, honey.
All right?
Yeah.
So I was living in a really hostile situation with nobody in this world that was on my side except for my guide. So I had this communication going, and this is how I learned how journaling is so critical to your personal growth.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so when people after writing Guided, thousands and thousands of fans came to me asking me, Linda, how do I make this connection to my guides? I need this.
Mm-hmm.
It just, my heart opened. I just couldn't not answer their call.
Yes.
And outpoured my guided journey. I mean, I sat down, Michelle. It was extraordinary how this came through, just like when I wrote Guided. You know?
Yeah. Yes.
It just poured out of me. From what I knew, from my guides influencing what I was writing in every way, just like it always has been. So this thing about fear, and it starts out in Guided.
Mm-hmm.
It talks, chapter one, the merry-go-round, it's all about fear and how people are going to get caught up. And the guides told me in chapter one, they said the biggest tragedy of our times is that most people will die having lived fear-based lives.
Yes.
It was a chilling awareness to me when I realized all this so young.
Yes.
And so I realized, and when my mom almost killed me at 20 months old,
God.
And I asked, as a last-ditch effort, I asked someone to help me.
Sure,
and
sweetie.
Came, yeah. My guides came to me. Mm. I have personal experience with this, where I know that until you can release the pressure, here's the key, until you can release the pressure, can they reach you, okay? Mm-hmm. And fear is the number one pressure. And things that fall under fear, doubt, worry, you know, all these things that fall under that that heading of fear.
Right.
Anything that traps you like that, that consumes you like that, and you're trying to make this connection to your guides, it won't work.
Right.
You know?
So do you suppose so that
we
you
have
were...
To, yeah, we have ahead. To write out that fear. Let that fear fall onto the pages and out of you.
Yes.
Onto those pages and release that fear onto those pages. Because you've got to see, you've got to have that as reference to look back at a month from now, a year from now, to go, oh my God, I see how that happened to me. I see how it stopped me out. I see how it cut off my life force.
My
you
God.
Know?
Yeah.
And,
sure.
and it, that's why it's so important to write it down, Michelle. Mm. You know?
It really is. You know, and like I said, therapeutic environments, that's what we do is we sort of get it out. So it's writing about the fear and the doubt and the worry. Do you suppose that you were so open to higher self when you were experiencing? After that horrible abuse that you had pretty much released the pressure. In other words, the fear was you had given up. You were just this little
when
soul
they came
sort
through
of.
At 20, here's what happened, Michelle. I'm going to repeat it.
Yeah.
When they came to me at 20 months old, and I was on all fours in a puddle of water, and I looked up at them, and they were calm, and they conveyed to me and reminded me who I was. Mm. And when that happened, what the translation, the telepathy, the message, the takeaway was, this life is not all there is. That released me from the fear.
Right. That's fascinating that they came to you and said that. I mean, I love in your book as well, you say, there was no separation between you and us were the guides, per se.
Right.
You were one with everything. And having a connection to us and everything is normal. Right. And not paranormal. Now, in a lot of, especially in a lot of recent studies, and I don't mean to at all, you know, kind of be snobbish or try to refer to scientific information, but I mean, what we're finding out here with Dr. Joe Dispenza, so many, you know, writers and Lynn McTaggart, and there's such a connection between getting in touch with and meditating on connecting with all. We are all one. We are all of the same consciousness. We have different lives.
Right.
We have different lessons. We
that
have different cultures.
So
getting in touch with and being able to connect to everything, to consciousness in general, can keep us really open and calm and allow information to come in and guides, as you say, possibly to come in and help and let us figure things out.
That's right. What they do is they don't teach you anything. The guides don't.
Okay.
Because this is free will. This is your life. You came here to live this and solve this and figure this all out. All right.
Yeah.
But they come here to, I call them, they influenced me. They pointed me in a certain direction, I would either choose to move that way or not.
Right.
Okay. So you either take advantage of the opportunity or you miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So most of the time in my life, I took advantage of the opportunity. I went there, even when it was inconvenient. See, that's another thing about this stuff, Michelle, is people go, well, you know, it doesn't fit into my life right now. I can't be bothered with it.
Mm.
But had they only filled in that slot, did you hear how I worded that?
Yeah.
They filled in that slot. It's like, it's a daisy chain. It's the yellow brick road. It's connecting the dots.
Mm.
And if you only connect, if say there's 20 dots, you only connect 7 of the 20 dots, your outcome will be pretty fair.
Right.
But if you connected 19 of them, you're going to have a stellar outcome, okay?
Wow.
You're not going to miss. But most people can't be bothered with it.
Right. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's tough. And, you know, again, we're back into this beta consciousness, and we're following the rules, and we're trying to live our lives and trying to, you know, be the best we can according to society, and which I'm not saying is bad per se, but it does take us away from, you know, being closer and in touch with when we were children, where we came from.
It takes us away from the spontaneity that we were born with. Gift.
Yes.
Okay. And that spontaneity is so, it's so brilliant. It's so filled with life.
Yes.
It's so now.
This is amazing. We only have about 4 minutes left because I really want to get to more of the good parts. Can you briefly just touch on some of the chapters that you explain to people? We can even talk about the subjects that are really important that you think people should follow in order to work through, you know, their journey and really understand and get in touch with their higher self or their guides in your latest book, My Guided Journey. So you emphasize people work out their fears. You emphasize that we ask for help, right?
Right.
What are some of the other things you can maybe touch on that you emphasize that people do in this workbook in order to be on a higher level of being open to this?
You know, there.
There's so many.
This book, not only do we have the MP3s that support each chapter of part two,
all right,
to take the journey, but we have videos on my website that if they need to, if they're visual and they need to see us doing those each week, that
perfect.
Chapter 1 through 18, to get them through it. All I can say is the response from people who have taken the journey in part two of My Guided Journey is shocking.
Shocking. Wonderful.
Okay. And I mean, these people, they're like, they feel like they finally feel like they're speaking to somebody that cares and understands. I mean, when I say speaking, when they write out what happened to them in part two, and it's not about writing out what happened to me. Oh, it hurt me. Oh,
it's
not about any of that stuff. Okay. This is about looking at it like from the viewpoint of your higher self and seeing it for what it is. Like when my guides looked at me at 20 months old and they were calm, they weren't worried about me. And it's about seeing things like your guide. Okay.
Now,
when you look at it from that perspective and you take the journey, chapter 1 through 18, you have power over this situation.
Yes.
You also have the power to look at it and face it. And here's the key to chapter 1 through 18 in part 2 is I tell people that you don't have to start with the first chapter. Chapter 1 is the harshest one.
Yes.
It starts out with fear. Oh, okay. You can start on chapter 14 if that's where you feel the strongest energy.
Right.
All right.
Right.
And work from there and then go back and sneak up on chapter one.
Right. Sort of unravel some of those old fears. And, oh, I wish we had a longer time. We have to wrap things up, Linda. But I hope we gave listeners a taste of how amazing your book is. And it's, again, the companion journal to your first book, which is amazing, called Guided. And what we're talking about today is My Guided Journey, Guided Journal Writing System Part 2 of Self-Discovery and Personal Transformation. Linda, dear, how it works, girl. You talk about how it works and your experiences. What is your website and the best way that folks can find out more about you and get your books that you've written?
All right. And here we go. It's Linda Deer, that's DEIR.com. And you can find out all about me there. The thing they should do when they hit the website is sign up for Linda's Weekly Guided Insights. These are channeled messages every week about navigating the uncertain world you are now living in from my spirit guide angels to you, all right? And then all my books can be found on Amazon. Just search them under Linda Deer, and you'll find all my books.
And it's D-E-I-R, folks, Linda Deer. Linda, thank you so much for being a deer and for coming on the show today.
I loved it, Michelle.
So nice having you. There's just, I mean, you and I could talk for hours. Yeah, I mean, I wish I had it. I wish I had it for the listeners, but we will. And thank you. And please keep writing and sharing your journeys for us and helping others. You're lovely what you're doing for other people, and we really appreciate it. Thanks for being there.
It comes from the heart.
Oh, I know it does. Yeah. All right, then. Many blessings, and we'll talk again soon. All right?
Sounds good, Michelle.
Thanks for being on the couch.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, Linda.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Again, the show will be up in the archives and ready for you to replay and download as soon as we get off the air, actually. And the archives will be up this weekend so you can find out more about Linda, get the website, and get her books. Dr. Michelle here saying, bye-bye. I'll be back next week. We have another wonderful guest to help you out solve some of your own interpersonal issues. Thank you for being on the couch. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and you'll be great for others. That's the way it works. Take care now. Bye-bye.